Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning newspapers.
The Irish Daily Star flags as exclusive its coverage today of this week's drugs seizure story. Michael O'Toole quotes a senior Garda source saying that the Kinahans, who are described as expert financiers and money launderers, put together a multi-million euro deal to pay for the cocaine, which was sourced from a cartel in Colombia on behalf of several European gangs. The Irish Examiner, meanwhile, takes the line that intelligence agencies believe that the cargo ship, the MV Matthew, may already have unloaded massive consignments of drugs to smaller vessels that were also seized by French and Spanish authorities in recent weeks. The other boat at the centre of this story, which ran aground off the coast of Wexford, provides the Irish Sun with its lead story. Stephen Breen and John Kearns report that the trawler, which had been in the market for 3 years, was sold in Castletown Bure for €400,000 at the weekend to two men described as foreigners, who said that they planned to use it for fishing off the coast of England. Mary Lou MacDonald is the first choice of voters for Taoiseach, according to the latest Ipsos Irish Times poll, which is an estimated accuracy of plus or minus 2.8%. Pat Leahy reports that when asked who they would prefer to see as the next leader, 32% opted for the Sinn Féin leader, while Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar were both the choice of 18%. A surge in crude prices and a weak euro could result in petrol and diesel reaching €2 a litre yet again, and a surge in the price of home heating oil. That's according to Charlie Weston's lead story in today's Irish Independent. The Irish Daily Mail leads with yesterday's Public Accounts Committee hearing, which detailed how NAMA sold €10.5 million in loans for €265,000 to a debtor's brother in 2020 following threats and intimidation by the debtor against the receiver, who later resigned. Remarks which Bono made about his desire to see a united Ireland are covered on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. The U2 lead singer was being interviewed by Channel 4 News to mark the opening of the band's new show in Las Vegas. The Irish News leads with the decision of the Public Prosecution Service in Northern Ireland to withdraw a charge against former Derry captain and bar owner 41-year-old Fergal Gerard Doherty for the manslaughter of 34-year-old Aaron Law in October of last year. Criticisms levelled at new laws in the north which provide anonymity to suspects in sexual offence cases up to the point of being charged generate the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. A body which represents senior media editors claims that the new legislation would have stopped reports of sex abuse allegations against Jimmy Savile in Northern Ireland. The picture in the front of today's Examiner is of Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry alongside Scottish Team Europe teammate Robert McIntyre, all of whom appear to be in high spirits ahead of today's opening Ryder Cup round in Rome. And finally, with an eye to talent for the future, Philip Reid has an interview in today's Times with 16-year-old Sean Keeling, the Irish competitor from Rogenstown Golf Club, who played his part in securing a win for the European Junior Ryder Cup team, who most impressively scored 3 eagles in his winning round.